Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson.
Mr. President.
How are you?
Fine. Fine.
Somebody said you called this morning, and I've got these folks tied in here that all the time I'm going to be here till tomorrow evening anyway, and I thought I'd better call you back and have a little visit with you on the phone and see what you had in mind.
Well, I told Jack that I thought maybe you had a little time to unlax.
I sure have. I'd love to, but I haven't got a moment. I've got them stacked up here a dozen deep, and we're trying to get a State of the Union that I've got to have an
immigrant. Well, I know you're just busy as you can be.
I've got the Postmaster General in one room, the Housing Administrator in another, and the CIA in another right now.
I know you're just busy as me. I sure appreciate you calling me back, but it wasn't necessary. I wanted to visit
with you myself and see if you had anything on mind, anything I could do it to, that you knew about or any particular thing.
Such a little thing as far as you're concerned, but we got that postmaster thing in front of him. Homer promised me he was going to do something about it before he left. We split up down there.
That's,
those Republicans are giving us the devil.
That's something a congressman has to handle, Reese.
And I asked Jake to take care of it and let me know something, and then we understand that they're about to appoint that assistant, and he's a Republican.
Yeah. I don't know, whatever.
Jake, I know it. I thought maybe you might be, when you get back to Washington, you'd have some contact with Jake. And he promised to let me know. Homer told me he was going to get it done before he left, but he didn't do it.
I don't think Homer could. I don't think that they had it ready, but I don't know. I don't know details. The Postmaster General does whatever the congressman asks him to, if it makes a difference who it is. So
that's
something you have to work out with the congressman.
Well,
and
Jake knows the whole thing.
Jake and John both feel pretty independent, and they don't like to take instructions from from Lyndon's boy Jake or Lyndon's boy John. They want to be their own men, and I never do talk to them about.
Well,
I've never talked to John about even a game warden.
Well, it's good to talk to you anyhow. I'm sorry. I thought maybe I could fly up and fly in.
I'd love to, Reese. I'll get with you just the first second I can.
Yeah.
But I'm working on my State of the Union message, and I guess I'm getting 100 calls a day from my beloved old friends. And if I start, the press says Mr. So-and-so arrived today. Then, by God, I've broken over, and I don't know when I get out of it.
Well,
so I can.
I want you to say hello to my boy.
Good. You know what I look like anyway, and we can talk over the phone, and you get a hold of Jake and talk to him about
say
it.
Hello to this boy.
I sure will. Love to.
Hello, Mr. President Johnson.
How are you?
Mr. Reeves, Jr.
Glad to hear you. How you making it?
Fine. How you doing?
This couldn't be better.
Well, good. I'm down here in Houston working with Tennessee Gas.
Wonderful. Well, that's good luck, and I hope you do well.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Okay, let me talk to your daddy again.
I appreciate it, Mr. President. You called me back.
Reese, I always love you and call you back, and I want to talk to you anytime in the world I can, and sometime we'll get together and have a real old visit.
Okay.
Now, on this other thing, you don't quote me, but you get a hold of y'all. That y'all get a hold of Jake and work out whatever that problem is.
Yeah, well, we sure will. And good luck to you, and don't work too hard.
Okay, partner.
Bye.